Book 1. The Perforated Sheet. I was born in the city of Bombay. Once upon a time... No, that won't do. There's no getting away from the date. I was born in Dr. Nalaka's nursing home on August 15th, 1947. And the time? The time matters too. Well then, at night. No, it's important to be more... On the stroke of midnight, as a matter of fact. Clock hands joined palms in respectful greeting as I came. Oh, spell it out, spell it out! At the precise instant of India's arrival at independence, I tumbled forth into the world. There were gasps, and outside the window, fireworks and crowds. A few seconds later, my father broke his big toe, but his accident was a mere trifle when set beside what had befallen me in that benighted moment, because... Thanks to the occult tyrannies of those blandly saluting clocks, I had been mysteriously handcuffed to history, my destinies indissolubly chained to those of my country. For the next 3 decades there was to be no escape. Soothsayers had prophesied me. Newspapers celebrated my arrival. Politicos ratified my authenticity. I was left entirely without a say in the matter. I, Salim Senai, later variously called Snotnose, Stainface, Baldy, Sniffer, Buddha, and even Peace of the Moon, had become heavily embroiled in fate. At the best of times, a dangerous sort of involvement. And I couldn't even wipe my own nose at the time. Now, however, time, having no further use for me, is running out. I will soon be 31 years old. Perhaps... if my crumbling, overused body permits. But I have no hope of saving my life, nor can I count on having even 1,000 nights and a night. I must work fast, faster than Scheherazade, if I'm to end up meaning, yes, meaning something. I admit it, above all things, I fear absurdity. And there are so many stories to tell, too many. Such an excess of intertwined lives, events, miracles, places, rumours, so dense a commingling of the improbable and the mundane. I have been a swallower of lives, and to know me, just the one of me, you will have to swallow the lot as well. Consumed multitudes are jostling and shoving inside me, and guided only by the memory of a large white bedsheet with a roughly circular hole some 7 inches in diameter cut into the centre, clutching at the dream of that holy, mutilated square of linen, which is my talisman, my open sesame, I must commence the business of remaking my life from the point at which it really began, some 32 years before anything as obvious as present, as my clock-ridden, crime-stained birth. The sheet, incidentally, is stained too, with 3 drops of old faded redness. As the Quran tells us, recite in the name of the Lord thy Creator, who created man from clots of blood. One Kashmiri morning in the early spring of 1915, my grandfather, Adam Aziz, hit his nose against a frost-hardened tussock of earth while attempting to pray. 3 drops of blood plopped out of his left nostril, hardened instantly in the brittle air, and lay before his eyes on the prayer mat, transformed into rubies. Lurching back until he knelt with his head once more upright, he found that the tears which had sprung to his eyes had solidified too, and at that moment, as he brushed diamonds contemptuously from his lashes, he resolved never again to kiss earth for any god or man. This decision, however, made a hole in him, a vacancy in a vital inner chamber, leaving him vulnerable to women and history. Unaware of this at first, despite his recently completed medical training, he stood up, rolled the prayer mat into a thick cheroot, and holding it under his right arm, surveyed the valley through clear, diamond-free eyes. The world was new again. After a winter's gestation in its eggshell of ice, the valley had beaked its way out into the open, moist and yellow. The new grass bided its time underground. The mountains were retreating to their hill stations for the warm season. In the winter, when the valley shrank under the ice, the mountains closed in and snarled like angry jaws around the city on the lake. In those days, the radio mast had not been built, and the temple of Sankara Acharya, a little black blister on a khaki hill, still dominated the streets and lake of Srinagar. In those days, there was no army camp at the lake's